Not a game. We talking about practice.
Now it's time for the takeover.
Buckle up for Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant just sucked the gravity out of the target center.
Not the game. We talking about practice, man.
The point slash three. Dodgers have won it all in 2020.
Oh, what a shot from Curry.
Diggs. Sideline. Touchdown.
The return to glory.
Now it's time for the takeover.
Well, Dak, here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence. If you ain't first, you're last.
That's a crazy intro.
And there you have it, folks. It is episode 149 of the Takeover Sports Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Seeker, and we got another great episode for y'all. We are one away from 150. Can't believe it. Time flies. When you're making some awesome episodes with some awesome guests and some awesome technical directors. Sean, how we doing?
We are doing great.
Good.
Excited for this weekend.
Yeah. How was your day?
It was pretty good. I had to wake up. Usually I'm not here at the studio. I was here this morning at 9 a.m.
Okay.
Which to most people probably normal start time, but usually I start my day at like 11, 12 here, and then I'm off, I don't know, around like 8 or 9. So a little bit different for me today.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm glad you had a great day so far.
Yeah.
And we got a fantastic episode tonight. And it's not about Sean, folks.
Nope.
It's not about Sean. It's not about me. It's about Sheldon Newton, the defensive tackle for Boise State. How we doing, my good sir?
Doing good, man. Thankful to be here. It's great.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, man, for joining. I know you just got out of the facility, right? So you just got done with meetings?
Yeah, definitely. Got done breaking down film and stuff.
You know? Right.
Little stuff.
Figuring out what you're going to say on the takeover, kind of just going over what this episode's going to look like.
Yeah.
So, Let's get to know where you're from. Sheldon. Young Sheldon. Where are you from? San Jacinto.
Yep. San Jacinto, California.
San Jacinto. And so I kind of know Southern California. So I'm going to say it's like next to Orange County, right? Or a little more northeast?
It's like Riverside.
More Riverside.
Like more down a little bit.
More down a little bit. Okay.
Yeah, you know where Temecula is?
Yes.
It's probably like 20 minutes away from Temecula.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Nice spot. Did you like it?
Yeah, small city, small town.
Okay.
Yeah, it's my spot.
Did you grow up there the whole time?
No, I'm originally from Chicago.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when did you move from Chicago?
My freshman year of high school.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. So you grew up in Chicago then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much.
So what was Chicago like? Did you like Chicago?
I like Chicago. I got a lot of family there. That's probably the main thing, but yes. It's a good time.
Okay, yeah, I know. You got repping Chi-Town with the Sox hat.
Yeah.
And so are you a Chicago sports fan?
Cubs fan, actually.
Okay, well, it's better than the White
Bears
Sox.
Bears, too, sadly, but, you know.
Bulls?
No Bulls fan.
Oh, thank goodness. Okay. Who's your NBA team?
Growing up, it was the Thunder. But Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook.
Really?
But they kind of broke off, so I don't really.
You're like, nah.
That's about it.
Okay, right on, man. So, I mean, obviously you play football, right? We don't play hoops. So you then went to high school in San Jacinto, California. Mm-hmm. And so what was your high school game like? You know, were you getting offers or what was your senior year like?
Senior year? Okay.
Yeah.
Senior year was a good year for me, obviously. Like, that was probably my best year, my senior year. Didn't really get offered until like January. Like, that was my first offer ever. Like, it was from Northern Arizona, and then I got an offer from Dixie State, which they're not Dixie State no more. What are they, Utah Tech or something?
Maybe, yeah.
Something like that.
I have no idea.
And a couple other spots, but they wanted me to play offensive line. I was like, nah. So
no love for the O-line, huh?
Nah, I can't do it.
Why not?
Imagine people my size running at you full speed all day. I'm not doing that.
Okay, so you want to be on the other end.
Yeah,
you want to be the one. Okay.
Yeah.
Right on. Okay, so you're like, no, D-tackle or nothing.
Yeah, that was it.
Okay.
Pretty much.
And so Northern Arizona was like, we want you to be a defensive tackle. Is that what happened?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, you know, so you're like, I'm going to be a lumberjack.
Yeah, two years.
2 years. Okay, what was being a lumberjack like? Flagstaff.
My first year was kind of crazy because it was COVID, but other than that, I love my head coach and I love my position coach. And then he ended up leaving after that next season, like in the summertime before the next season. So I played a season and I just left because I felt like that's not the person I, the new coach wasn't someone I wasn't involved with like that, so.
Right, just wasn't going to fit.
Yeah.
Okay, so you were like, all right, and so did you hit the portal?
Definitely, yeah. I hit the portal kind of late, too. Hit the portal, like, December, like, 17th.
Okay.
It's pretty late.
When's the cutoff? Do you know?
I think it's not really a cutoff in, like, once you hit the portal, but it's, like, certain deadlines you got to make. Like,
okay.
Once you hit the portal, you take your visits, but you have to, whatever school, if you want to go, you got to commit to that school before day school starts, so.
Right. Okay, like, that's what you meant by late.
Yeah.
Because when would Boise State need you there? January?
So I took a visit to Boise State January, like, 3rd, and then they started school, like, January 7th.
Oh, man.
So I had to make, like, decisions on where I wanted to go. And then, yeah, I just chose Boise State.
So the visit was like, you know what, let's do it.
Yeah, it was between here and Cincinnati.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, those are some pretty good. Yeah. Those are some pretty good offers, dude. Yeah, in the portal. Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
So what made you want to go to Boise State over Cincinnati?
Coach D. Coach D, that's my guy.
Really?
That's my guy right there, yeah.
Spencer Danielson. Yeah.
It's my boy.
Yeah, so he wasn't head coach at the time, right? He was working with the defensive line. Defense coordinator.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. And so what was it about Spencer that sold it for you?
He just kept reaching out. Like, he talked to me like almost every day. Just made sure I was all right and stuff, and just kept checking up on me. Then when I got here, had the biggest smile on his face, and I was like, yeah, I messed with him. Stuff like that. Cool person.
So every time he call you, just full energy, 24/7, yeah, every time?
That's him all day, every day. Like, even to this day now, like, you'll never see him down on energy.
Good. I mean, yeah, I feel like, yeah, you and literally every single football player has said that. Even staff members.
Yeah, Coach D, great guy.
Okay.
Great guy.
Was there a certain conversation that over the phone you had with Spencer Danielson where you're like, wow, you know what, I think I'm going to go to Boise State? Because you were never like, God, this guy just can't leave me alone.
Right.
You were just like, no, this guy, like, actually cares.
Yeah, he actually was for me. Like, he's like a person's coach, like, a people guy. So that was a big thing for me, like, feeling like family here and coming into a tradition like this, too, like a winning tradition. So
winning tradition, yeah. Blue-collar mentality.
Yeah, definitely just all of the above.
Selling it all to you. And so Did you hear about the blue turf before you visited Boise State? Were you like, I can't wait to see it? Yeah,
yeah, it was crazy when I first saw it. Okay. Crazy.
Was that one of the selling points?
Kinda.
Yeah.
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
The jerseys too? What do you think?
Yeah, we got some crazy drip.
Yes.
We got like best unis. I think we got the best unis. So.
Hey, non-biased, I think so too.
Yeah.
Favorite uniform combo?
I gotta go all black.
All black?
All black.
It's so nice.
It's crazy. Especially the black helmets with like the chrome face mask.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so you like the silver Bronco?
Yeah.
Rather than like, because I know there's ones with like the blue Bronco, but it's black. And then like
yeah,
an
I like
orange.
The silver one.
Silver's
silver
clean.
One, yeah.
Because then it's like you got the silver numbers too. Yeah.
Pop out a little differently.
Yeah. Okay.
Something like that.
So yeah, the jerseys, blue turf, Spencer Danielson. So boom, first year at Boise State. What's it like? I mean, can you just kind of feel it? Like first week of practice, what was the first? I guess maybe yeah, first month for you at Boise State football.
The first month for me was rough.
Really?
I was so NAU. I was done in like November, and I didn't train for. I already knew I was going to hit the portal like in November, so I was chilling. And got to Boise State, had to get back in shape. It was a rough month. The first month was a rough month. Here for sure.
Just kind of just getting back into shape.
Yeah, getting back into
the swing
of
things.
Yeah, doing fourth quarters, doing all the conditioning and stuff. Yeah, it was hard here at first.
What was the hardest part of it? Was there a certain workout? Was it Dex?
Ooh, that's summertime.
Mike, yeah. Mike just Mike was like, I love Dex so much. I came back his sixth year.
Yeah, he's crazy. I will never do a deck in my life again. I would never touch another deck at all.
So yeah, was it just reps? Was it the Was it Coach Danielson pushing you? What was like the hardest part?
My first year here?
Yeah.
Definitely Dex. Dex. Dex was definitely the hardest part here ever. Okay.
So I nailed it.
Yeah.
It's a Dex.
They killed me when I first got here.
So I mean
that summertime.
It's just
Did
like,
you clarify for me? What is that?
So you know the stadium? We go up to the top. We go up to the top level and every week it increases. So we start at 6 and end with like from 20 to 24.
Oh.
And summertime heat.
Yeah,
Boise summertime heat.
Yeah, up top. Yeah. It's a different animal.
What? So is it 1-2 or is it 1-2?
1, come down, 2,
oh.
come down. Yeah, I think the hardest part is coming down, like coming down the stairs so fast. That's the hardest part for me. Got to catch our breath within that time, too.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Are they just barking at you the whole time, just like, go faster? Is there a time limit?
Yeah, they give you a time limit. So I think they should change this rule, honestly, for me, for the bigger guys. I'm speaking for the bigger guys. So it's the first person who hits the top, so that's including skill, too. So whatever the fast guys touch first, that's when the timer starts, her wrist. So just imagine all the skill guys going first, and then we got to catch up, come back down, and go right back up again in like
Holy
a minute.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's kind of messed up. Yeah, I'm with you.
Bit. Yeah, a little bit. Definitely.
Yeah, Newton's laws, man. I can only go so fast.
Yeah, it gets to a point where no one can feel their legs. It's just go. Yeah, so it's crazy.
Well, so then first year, you know, you're working with Danielson. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you're kind of working with Avalos a little bit too, right? Because mm-hmm. with him being the coach last year. So then now going into your final season, what has this last season been like for you compared to every single year you've played in college? What stands out from this year?
I think what stands out this year is like my teammates and like playing my final year with the people I love. Like it's a fun year. The game slowed down a lot for me, and then it's just fun to be there every day.
Game slowing down. So is
that definitely like the game is like moving like a little slower.
Okay.
When I first started college football, it's just so fast. So,
gotcha.
Definitely.
It's a whole jump of talent. So does that just come with experience, training, all the above?
Just reps. You only get better at football by reps. So yeah, pretty much.
You changed the number 94 to 9.
So that's actually another story in itself. So when I first got here, I thought I was going to get a single digit, and I got humbled quickly. So I got humbled quickly. So I had to put in the work, grind it, winter conditions, grind it spring ball, and then killed Dex this year. And then I was able to get the number.
We'll give you 9.
Yeah.
So you said you got humbled. Was it a coach just being like, nope, you got to earn it?
They didn't even have to say no. I was just getting my ass kicked by workouts my first couple months there. And then, they was kicking my ass with workouts.
When do you get to pick your number?
When did I?
Yeah, like what is there a certain part of the year where people can get their numbers official?
I think it's like right before camp. That's when I got my number, like right before camp. Like
so
right before camp.
So were you just like, all right, I'll do 94? Like,
and then, yeah.
And then you're like, all right, any significance behind number 9?
Number 9, just some drip to it, you know, some swag. Bring some swag to the D-tackle line. You know?
Yeah.
Just some swag.
I like the single-digit D-tackle.
Yeah, definitely.
That's kind of sick.
Yeah.
Is there another single-digit number you'd rather?
That I would have had?
Yeah.
I wore 7 in high school. Okay. So if 7 was available,
seven's
I definitely
hard.
Did 7.
7's hard.
Yeah.
I like that.
Definitely.
What's it, I'm just kind of curious here. What's it like going against Ashton Jeanty in practice?
He's unreal. He's not a real person. Like the stuff that he does on a day-to-day basis and y'all see it on Saturday, he's just unreal. You know, the stuff that he does is just crazy to me. He's probably the best running back I've ever played with.
Really?
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay. And kind of explain like going against him rather than a different running back, is it his balance? Is it just the way he carries himself? Does he just make it look effortless?
He does everything at an elite level. He will run you over. He will shake you out your socks and he'll jump over you. And like, it's just hard to guard him, hard to bring him down and stuff. So yeah, he's a crazy dude. He's unreal.
So you're sitting there before the rep. You're like, all right. So, okay, we got T. Crow. All right, we're good. Oh, Ashton's coming in. Man, oh, my God.
Gotta be prepared with 2 in the backfield. Gotta watch out for 2.
Oh, man. And, I mean, this Zaire Gaines kid, like, what's he like? I mean, he just turned 18.
Today he just turned 18.
Happy birthday, Zaire.
Shout out, Zaire, man.
Yeah.
But, he's a young man. He run hard, and he's actually from the IE too. Like,
oh, really?
He went to high school like 10 minutes away from mine.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, he whooped on my high school though when he played him.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Playoff game, he whooped him. But Zaire Gaines, he got a bright future, a bright, bright future, and he's so young. But he's gonna be real good for Boise State.
Really yeah. Good. He's been the talk already. I mean, Ashton, of course. Like, right. I mean, it's Ash. Yeah, but I mean, just everyone's like, he's 17. This kid running the ball. He's no problem. Just kind of just running through everyone. Shout out the O-line, though. They're making that look pretty effortless, too.
Yeah, we have a crazy O-line. We got the best O-line.
They do, yeah. And then I know a couple guys went down, and then those next two guys just stepped right up.
Yeah.
Next man up. Easy. Light work. Okay, and so the season started, right? Georgia Southern, Oregon, and then I kind of want to talk about the home opener, Portland State.
Right.
There was a certain rep you had. I'm sure you've heard all about it. Is it the best rep you probably had in your career? Sean, could you pull it up for us? I just want to take a look. Do you have that ready by chance?
I do have it ready. It's right here.
Yeah. So it's this, I don't know what to call it. Is it it's a reverse pancake? Like, what would you call that?
A reverse pancake. Crazy.
The flapjack?
It's just a bull rush.
Dude, what was going through your head before that rep? Were you pissed off? Was there something else in your veins that we don't know about?
It was a third down, got to get off the field, and it kind of threw me up by surprise. If you can see, like, in the beginning, they're holding hands. So I was like, what's going on?
Wait, who's holding hands?
Him and the offensive tackle.
Really?
He's freezing. I don't know for you guys. But
okay, we're live now.
Like, in weird. Hands?
They're I'm latched.
Like, yeah, I'm like, what are they doing right now? So I just put my head down.
We're going to stop that.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah, I see it right there.
Yeah. Oh, whoa. And then you get the sack, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and even your coach, Spencer, at the media press, he was like, that might have been the most dominant rep we've had all season by anyone.
Definitely.
Yeah, did you hear him say that?
Yeah, I heard the press conference. Yeah, I heard it.
Yeah, pretty sweet.
Yeah, pretty sweet.
High praise.
So it's D.
From your boy.
It's my guy.
So, yeah, I mean, do we call that the flapjack? How'd you feel after that, too? I bet that felt great.
First sack as a Boise State and on the booth. It was pretty hype. It's pretty hype. Definitely.
Where are they all hyping you up on the sideline? Like, let's go, nine.
Definitely, especially my boy Mike Callahan. You see him in some other videos, you see him flexing on the film.
Let's go, Mike. You and Mike are pretty tight, right? Are you guys roommates?
No, we're roommates on the road, like for games.
Yeah, okay.
Pretty much, yeah.
Nice. So you guys spend a lot of time together?
Yeah, we spend a lot of time together. That's my boy. That's my boy right there.
Dude, yeah. He's a goofy dude.
Yeah, he's funny too.
So now, you know, obviously Portland State's over. Great win, by the way. Right. All around. Everyone was scoring. It was cool to see Malachi get in the game.
Yeah, definitely.
But now, hey, on the next game, has the preparation been any different now for, like, a Washington State type school for you guys?
We prepare the same for every opponent, nameless, faceless opponent. So we just keep it the same. Not too high, not too low. Just go down and work every day.
Right on. Like, just like, okay, on to the next.
Yep.
Okay. Blue collar, built different.
Nameless, faceless opponent.
Okay. On the road, too? Like, I mean, do you guys, I know Georgia Southern, you guys adjusted, like, the heat temperature. That'd be, like, the only changes, maybe.
Yeah, that's probably the only change. Or, like, if we was playing, like, high
elevation
or somewhere, probably change something up in practice. But that's really the only different preparation we'll do.
Okay. So, do you guys do that for, what, like, maybe at Colorado State and Wyoming? Or is Wyoming kind of the same elevation-wise?
Wyoming might be a... Might be the same. I don't know about Colorado. Colorado might be a little higher.
Okay, Fort Collins.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, definitely.
Take a little oxygen out of the room.
Yeah, definitely. I'm used to the elevation, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, elevation at Flagstaff was like 7,000.
True. Yeah, you guys get snow there, don't you?
Yeah, a lot. Like, my freshman year was like 120 inches. It was crazy.
Snow in Arizona.
Yep.
Crazy, insane, crazy. Yeah. You ski at all? Snowboard?
No. Closer. I don't think my body allow that right now.
What about tubing or sledding?
Oh, I've been tubing.
Okay.
Yeah, I got messed up tubing, actually.
I
had a crazy wave one time and like flipped crazy.
Oh, like going down like, yeah, oh man.
It was crazy. It's fun though. Tubing's fun though, but the next day not so fun. Body sore.
Yeah. Yeah. Kinda, you're sore back from holding on to the handles too.
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay, right on. So, talk to me, Sheldon, about these customized Jordans.
Oh, the Jordan 1s?
Yeah.
Shout out Ash.
Okay.
He put me on with his guy that did his cleats, and they came back sick. Like, I didn't expect them to come back like that, and they were sick.
Oh, so cleats.
Cleats.
Really?
Yeah.
A different color wave or?
Nah, I just stuck with the one. I only wear them for certain games.
Okay.
So, yeah.
What certain games, like home games, away games, or?
Home games, and depending on what uni combination we're wearing.
You've been in Boise for a couple years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you do for fun?
Honestly, I'm a video game guy. I get on the video games and talk a little trash.
Okay.
That's what I would do. But I like hanging out with my DT buddies, hanging out with the DBs too. A lot of, like, just hanging out, doing stuff, going out to eat, anything like that. Just hanging out with the guys.
That's okay. It,
you know?
Right on. What kind of video games you play?
2K, Madden, College.
Oh, so sports games?
Little Warzone.
Okay. Little Warzone too.
Yeah.
Do you like where Warzone's headed? Or do you kind of like the older Warzone?
I like the older one. But yeah. I could play this one just because they got Rebirth, but I like the older one.
Rebirth is sick.
Yeah.
I kind of like it. It took like a week for me to kind of grow on Rebirth, but I'm like, oh, wait, I kind of like this.
Yeah, I like Rebirth.
Are you going to get the new Call of Duty?
The new one?
Yeah.
Not a big Call of Duty guy, but I play Warzone, though.
Okay. I kind of died with the Call of Duty. It's just Warzone, rarely.
Yeah.
Were you ever a zombies guy with the older ones?
Yeah, I was a big zombies guy. Zombies, Black Ops 1 and 2. Yeah, I was a big zombie guy.
Yes, sir.
That's when I was back on Xbox 360.
Yeah, PS3, Xbox 360.
Yeah.
The golden era of video games.
Yes, definitely. Agreed.
See, you get it. You get it. Because I guess they're bringing zombies back. Did you hear
it's
about that?
It's probably going to be like some...
It's not going to be the same, huh?
Yeah.
Nah.
They're talking about the old version of zombies or...
So
remastered?
I don't know what it really looks like. They said zombies is back. But
not a fan.
You can't beat the old maps.
Yeah, you can't.
I mean.
Nah, you can't.
No.
Nah, there's no way.
No way.
Mm-mm.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite zombies map?
I like the one with the, when they had the, was it the little bar? The bar one?
Oh, was it the,
I can't remember the name of the map.
Was it Kino? Was it in the
when you try to get like upgrade your gun, you have to run in the fire and then gum out the fire.
Oh, was that Black Ops 3?
It might have been 2 or 3, one of those.
I can't remember what it's called.
That's
gonna bother me. Sean, what's it called? What's that map called? Do you know?
Repeat that question again. Sorry, I was looking that up.
When you pack a punch your gun, you got to run through a fire and then run out. Yeah.
Oh, God.
I can't remember if that was Black Ops 2 or 1. Oh, that's going
to
bother me.
Do you have a thing to look at? Or, like, what should I...
Oh, you were playing the Black Ops 6 Zombies trailer?
Yeah, I was curious.
It actually looks kind of good.
I got an octopus and stuff.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's back, apparently. It looks decent. I liked the one with the rocket ship, Ascension.
Ooh, that was a good one.
That was
actually a good one.
I love that one.
Yeah, okay.
And like defending off the monkeys that steal your perks.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
With that one. Yeah.
You had to like guard the perks. Yeah.
I could rock with that one. I think I stopped playing them when they like made the hellhounds like crazy.
Yes.
I think that's when I stopped playing zombies because they were like so hard to kill.
Yeah, I'm just like, this is too much now.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I gotta get
I know what
there.
You're talking about. I think that was Black Ops 3.
Yeah, I think so too.
And I'm like, this is just too much.
Yeah, gotta worry about zombies and these fast dogs running around too. Yeah, I'm cool.
So video games guy, 2K, NBA. I haven't played that in a while. I think I'm kind of like raged out. I just...
Respectable.
You know what I mean?
That's respectable.
Like the online, dude. Oh, it's like there's some sweats.
Yeah.
What do you think about the city? Do you think the city, I don't even want the city anymore. I just want like a little park. Like you gotta like run across the map just to get.
Yeah, this year's map is even crazier. It's like so big.
It's like, dude, I'm just trying to ball.
Like if I go play a my career game, I gotta run like 1,000 steps just to go to the park. Park.
That's it.
Yeah.
I gotta go get my hair cut 2 blocks down the road.
Get some drip.
Get my tattoos.
More down there, you know.
Yeah, where my lime scooters, Ronnie? God,
he put a go kart in there.
He did.
Yeah.
Good.
How much does that cost?
It's free right now.
Okay.
For now.
For now.
He's gonna be like, I'm bleeding money. Make it. Yeah, 5,000 VC per use.
Yeah.
So you gotta fill up in gas too. No.
Nah. You good right now?
That'd
be crazy.
Make it GTA at that point. Yeah. If you gotta fill up your go kart. Just go full John Morant every other day. Just be like, nah.
Nah, not resume. That's crazy.
Madden? I like. It's all right.
The
still.
Other Madden. I haven't played the new one.
I like.
Yeah, I've been on EA a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked the Josh Allen one. I haven't played the new one yet.
Yeah, I haven't played 25. I don't think I'm going to play it either. I've been seeing them.
College football's got it wiped.
Yeah, college football. In my football. Opinion. College football is fun.
It's hard, but it's got it wiped.
I'm pretty good at it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Who's the best on the team at college football?
Drew.
Simpson?
Drew. I can't even hate on him. He's the best.
He is?
He's the best.
Does he just beat everyone?
Yeah.
Now, is it close? Anyone that's close?
I almost beat him. He beat me in overtime. Oh. So,
who are the teams?
Who was I? I think he was Ohio State, and I was... He used a power tee, so I had to go.
Dude, they're like the best in the game.
Yeah, so I had to go.
Gotta go.
I think I went Kansas.
Oh, they're low key like disgusting.
Kansas. Yeah, dude, the quarterback's crazy,
insane. Dude, the read option and like the motions with that offense, yeah. It's unstoppable.
Almost had him, and he started running this blitz I couldn't pick up, and it was just over.
Oh man,
it was over.
Have you used Sheldon Newton in the
Definitely.
New?
Definitely.
Really?
Definitely. Yeah. The Boise State, if I'm ringing Boise State out, I'm sweating. I'm sweating hard.
Good. Yeah.
So, yeah, if they see me, if you play me with Boise State, I'm sweating hard. Yeah.
Do you wish that they had a road to glory for defensive tackle?
Definitely. That would show us no love in the trenches, man.
I kind of wish they did. It'd be kind of fun.
Kind of
disrespectful. I don't think they have a DN on there either.
Mm-mm. It's like just corner and linebacker?
Corner, linebacker, safety. Yeah, that's it.
Man.
It's crazy.
No love.
No love.
What if I want to be a left guard? Come on. Give me some pancakes.
You go pancakes people all day.
Yeah. That's do the crazy. Do the two-star recruit. Make me an underdog left guard.
I couldn't choose that route. I chose the five-star.
I'm at UTEP five. Just trying to just...
try to get on the field.
Just trying to get pancakes. yeah. Boise, Idaho. Been here for 2 years. You're a big gamer. Yeah. What's like the best food you've had in Boise so far?
Oh, it's a breakfast spot, actually. Actually, it's like, it's called Chef's Hut.
Where is that?
Where's the high school right here by,
Timberline?
By Emerald, like towards Emerald.
Is it, is it Bora or Bishop Kelly?
I think it's Bishop Kelly.
Bishop Kelly?
I think it's yep. Bishop Kelly. It's like a little thing right there. It's called Chef's Hut. It only opens from like 11 to like 2 p.m.
Okay.
Yeah, there it goes.
Really?
That's the best breakfast ever.
Okay, what'd you get?
Omelet.
I'm an omelet guy too.
It works. And their pancakes are the best.
Okay.
They come in like these Mickey Mouse like shape.
Yeah. Okay, that's really, oh, this is fantastic. Yeah, I can get behind this.
That's the best breakfast spot ever.
I've never been there.
I haven't been there either.
Gotta go check it out.
Okay. It looks kind of slept on.
Gotta go try it out.
Those are the best places though.
It's packed. It'd be packed.
Man.
There's a Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
Did you go Sunday morning?
Nah, I couldn't do it. I had to go to church early. I was like, if I get there, it's going to be packed. I was like, yeah, I'm going to just call this one out.
Yeah, I was going to say, the church crowd, I mean, that is hard to beat. You ever been to the Griddle?
Yeah, I've been to the Griddle, actually. It's pretty good.
Church crowd is insane at those places.
You can't beat them.
The Lord sends them to the Griddle after, dude. So, all right, go get your food.
Definitely. I had the Griddle on my visit here.
Oh,
yeah,
that was the selling point. Could have started with that.
It was definitely good, though.
Did you get the gravy train? That's my favorite thing there.
The gravy train? What is that?
That sounds legit.
Oh, okay. So it's hash browns, and it's covered in sausage gravy with, like, bacon bits, cheese on top.
That might be dangerous.
Best meal
I have to check it out.
I've had. I haven't tried this place that you said, but that gravy train is my go-to.
That's crazy.
Gravy train. That's a name. That is a name. What kind of music you listen to?
Me? I listen to a lot of throwback and a lot of Rod Wave and G Herbo.
Rod Wave.
Yeah.
I like him.
Yeah, that's my guy.
Good,
right
G Herbo.
Yeah.
You know who's big for me right now? Ooh. Big X the Plug.
Big X the Plug. My position coach I actually listens to, Coach Shenander.
Really?
Yeah, Big X the Plug.
Hey,
yeah.
Good job from Texas.
Yeah, he actually listened to him. It's crazy. He listened to him at Boss Bad D-Lo.
Oh,
it's kind of crazy.
Shenander's on.
Yeah, that's my guy, too. That's my guy.
Isn't that the defensive coordinator?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so he gets it.
He's also the D-line coach. So yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's why our defense is so raw. Big X the plug, baby. Hey. So I'm going to give you some rapid fire questions.
Okay.
Let's just get right to it. Sheldon Newton, if you got a touchdown, offense or defense, what would your go-to celebration be? What's that looking like?
Probably the new one that everybody's been doing.
What is it? Demonstrate.
I think I actually have a video. Maybe. Or I have a video of the dance, definitely.
No, Sheldon, I need to see it from you. So here's the football.
Here's the football. Probably gritty.
Secret.
If I
need to see that too. Secret drops back. Finds Newton in the end zone.
Touchdown.
Okay, yeah, you caught it.
Instead of take the white off?
Yeah.
Okay, I got you.
Hit it.
Probably like something like
that. Yeah.
Something like that, you know? Nothing major.
That was fantastic.
That made my night.
You hit a good gritty.
Good gritty?
You do.
Practiced it a little bit.
Yeah. So, okay. No, if you hit the gritty.
Yeah, it'll be crazy.
Internet's broken.
Sean, can you press on the top of that mic? It's just the little foam cover.
Oh, yeah.
On top of the, yep.
Gotcha.
Nice. Yeah. Hitting that too hard. Hit that. Who is the loudest on the Boise State team? Just the loudest.
The loudest?
Yeah, just with their voice. Who's just a yapper?
Probably my boy, Marion McCoy.
Really?
Yeah.
Yap God?
Loud guy.
Okay.
You get turned up. You talk a lot.
Who's the most reserved? Who's the quietest?
Freshman. My boy Hayden Hanks.
Really?
Quiet guy from Montana.
Okay.
Quiet guy. Yeah.
Hayden Hanks. Okay. He just keeps to himself.
Yeah, definitely. Quiet guy.
Okay.
Definitely.
That's cool. Okay, Hayden. Who's got the worst sense of style? Who just can't dress?
Oof. Oof. Who can't dress? I don't know if he can't dress, but some of his fits he be wearing is questionable.
Who?
Is Tevin Griffey.
Griff? Oh, no.
Some of the stuff he wears is questionable. It's funny, though. He's a funny dude.
Do you guys cook him at all?
Oh, yeah. He don't care, though.
Just be like, what are you wearing?
Griffey, a funny guy. You got to meet him.
I heard he's a freak athlete, too. I saw that wall flip he did.
Yeah, he's athletic.
That's nuts.
Like, crazy athletic. It's crazy.
Okay, Griff.
Yeah.
Final question. Who on the team would you least like to date your sister?
Least. Oof. Least.
Least.
Least like to date my sister. Probably my boy again.
Who?
Amari.
Why McCoy?
He's just a funny dude, man. He's a funny dude.
Funny's good, right?
He's not serious about a lot of stuff, but football and stuff, but he's not serious. He don't take a lot of stuff serious.
That's probably it. You're like, nah.
Yeah. Nah.
Oh, that's funny, man. I mean, that's all the questions I had. Sean, did you have any off the top of your head you want to rip?
No. It was a good episode, though. I laughed my ass off a bit.
Yeah, this was a good one. Yeah. Sheldon Newton, appreciate you coming on, my man.
Appreciate you having me, man.
Of course, yeah. Appreciate enjoy dinner. What's for dinner tonight?
Actually, today's I get to go out. I don't have to cook nothing, so I'll probably go to Wingstop.
Wingstop.
Yeah.
What's the go-to order?
Either it's all the same flavor. Either lemon pepper wings or lemon pepper chicken tenders.
Lemon pepper, yes.
Yeah.
Boneless or bone-in?
It just depends on how I'm feeling. If I want something light, I just do chicken tenders.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Sometimes that lemon pepper boneless, you're just kind of just dipping ranch.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Before we wrap up, Sheldon, anything you want to tell the fans or the audience what to look forward to this weekend and then the rest of the season?
Just keep supporting us. Shout out Bronco Nation. Keep supporting us. We got you guys. That's about it.
I love it. Yeah. Thank you, Sheldon. You guys have a good one. That's episode 149 with defensive tackle Sheldon Newton. I'm your host, Ryan Seekert. Sean Deauville, making it happen behind the scenes. We love y'all. Much love. Take it easy.
Not a game. We talking about practice.
Now it's time for the takeover.
Buckle up for Kobe. Kobe Bryant just sucked the gravity out of the target center.
Not the game. We talking about practice, man.
That big stretch play. Dodgers have won it all in 2020. Oh, what a shot from Curry. Diggs. Sideline. Touchdown.
The return to glory.
Now it's time for the takeover.
Well, Dak, here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence. If you ain't first, you're last.